Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Carol Sliwa, features writer for SearchStorage.com. My guest today, Bob LaLiberté, is a senior analyst at Enterprise Strategy Group. Bob will be offering up some data migration tips. Bob, what are the top three pieces of advice you give to end users who are planning a data migration project?
Well, that's a good question. And probably the first one I always start with is don't migrate your bad habits. And that's really a result. Everyone creates their own environment, and on day one, it's perfect, right? But over time, as changes are made, as things get added in the heat of the battle, things may be put in that aren't quite as efficient or as optimized as they would like. So the first thing that I always try and highlight is make sure that you fix those when you get that opportunity, when you're doing a data migration, that you're able to put your storage state back into an optimized one and not one that's really inefficient. So make sure you remediate any of those orphan storage and inefficient uses of storage and get that back to a clean state. The second is probably being able to leverage your automation. So instead of having a manual process, make sure that you look for tools that allow you to accelerate your ability to move that data and do so without manual intervention. And lastly, make sure that you cover all your bases. So a lot of times, people are just focused on one particular piece of the migration, and what you really need to be more aware of is everything from end to end, everything from the infrastructure and software through traffic and weather.
What types of tools are most helpful for migrating data?
Well, I think certainly there's been a lot of advances in data migration, and again, leading back to some of my three pieces of advice, I think you really need to look for tools that help automate that discovery process as well as the migration process as well. So being able to get those tools that, you know, help you figure out the from and to from a server level down to the storage, those are things that can really help increase your flexibility. From a storage perspective, you know, being able to move data from one array to another, from thick to thin, heterogeneous environments, those types of tools would all be very important today moving forward if you're going to do a data migration, and especially if you're moving from one vendor to another. And those typically tend to be network or host-based environments.
What are the most common mistakes that you've seen users make when they're migrating data?
So I think certainly starting with, again, going back to maybe the first comment, the customers that are sticking with that the same way we always did it and that manual effort really leads to a lot of human error, and it leads to a lot of wasted time. So one of the biggest things you always hear is that my project went over and over budget over time, and it's a lot of those manual efforts that have led to that. Again, the other piece of the mistake is copying the environment exactly as it is. So if you're not reclaiming that orphan data or trying to move to a more efficient platform, then you're going to get lesser return on that migration and technology refresh. And probably lastly, it's probably taking on too much risk. For those organizations that are just flying by the seat of their pants and they're moving the data and spinning it up and hoping it all works, that can lead to a lot of outages and a lot of uncomfortable meetings at an executive level. So ensuring that you've remediated effectively is going to be an important step that you need to take in performing a data migration.
What sorts of environments present the most challenging conditions for data migration?
Well, there's a couple environments that obviously create additional challenges. And I think the first one is probably going to or switching to a different vendor. So that leads to, you may not have the tools that enable you to migrate from one vendor to a different vendor. So having that heterogeneous data migration and tools are going to play an important role there. That's going to lead to some headaches. And then I think also the larger the environment, the more complicated it's going to be. And certainly, although there's a lot of media attention to data center transformation, when you're going from, you know, a physical environment with monolithic arrays to a whole brand new, fully virtualized, highly dynamic, maybe thin provisioned or fully virtualized storage environment, obviously, that's the end result is going to be great, but getting there is going to be pretty painful. So when you're trying to do that, the process and end result will be worth the effort, but that's going to be a much greater effort than just pulling out an array from the same vendor.
That concludes today's podcast on data migration tips. Thanks for joining us.